Miss USA 2011 is Alyssa Campanella and USO President Sloan Gibson are both on the other end of our line. Good morning, Alyssa. Good morning, Sloan.
Good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
All right, Alyssa, congratulations. Tell us about the pageant itself and when you found out you won, what were the first thoughts that came across your mind?
Well, I'm actually approaching my halfway mark, 6 months into my reign now. It's been an incredible whirlwind, but I'm going to be honest, the first thing that went through my mind when I won wasn't just, oh my gosh, I've won Miss USA. It was, oh my gosh, what's going to happen to the car I just drove from L.A. to Vegas now that I have to move to New York?
Sloan, tell us about the history of the USO.
Tony, we've been around since February of 1941. President Roosevelt was looking for a way to bring together a number of different nonprofit organizations to support the troops during what he saw coming up, and the USO was created then and been there ever since.
You know, we don't hear much publicity about the USO, but you're at full capacity and you're entertaining troops quite frequently. Tell us about the schedule. How's that work?
Tony, we entertainment is still a big part of what we do. Last year, we produced 700 performances and events with celebrities around the world. We've got 160 centers around the world that are visited 8 million times a year by troops and families. And then we've got a whole array of programs that are designed to support those who need us most at times like this, our forward-deployed troops serving in harm's way, our military families that are enduring the stresses of multiple deployments, our wounded warriors and their families, and our families of the fallen.
Alyssa, tell us about your last couple of visits when you went out to see the troops, and what do they tell you when you talk with them?
Well, I mean, some of them are a little reluctant to talk about their experiences, but, I mean, we're all human beings, and they all have life experiences and stories to share, and I was actually thrilled to be a part of the USO galas in both Illinois and in Washington, D.C., where I got to meet with them firsthand, you know, some veterans and some currently still serving in our armed forces.
Alyssa, do you think that these troops want more to just have a little time away from thinking about the war and to be entertained, or do you think that they're looking to interact with someone different than a soldier, if you will?
Well, I mean, I think it's a bit of both. I know they absolutely love serving our country. I mean, they wouldn't be there if they didn't, and I appreciate all that they've done for us. But, of course, I mean, it is always a difficult situation. I mean, they are putting their lives at risk for our freedom, and I'm sure they would love to have some positive outlooks once in a while, and I know that the USO Wish Book is a great way for them to get that.
Well, Sloan, let's talk about the USO Wish Book. It's the organization's first-ever alternative giving website. Tell us about it.
Well, Tony, you know, people are looking for ways to add meaning to their holiday giving. And we also know that millions of Americans would love to find an easy and affordable way to show their support for our troops and their families. USO Wish Book is the answer. It's an online catalog where they can go select from a wide array of gifts, and all of which benefit troops and families, and give that gift in honor of a loved one or in honor of a friend.
Tell us what do we do? How much does it cost us, and what does the funding do?
Sure, it's very easy to do. Go to USO.org, USO.org. Just click on the USO Wish Book that you see there on the homepage, and you'll find a selection of gifts that range everywhere from $15 all the way up to thousands of dollars. You input your selected gift, input your payment information, just like you would on any online purchase. And then you'll be prompted to fill out an e-card to the person in whose honor you'd like to give the gift.
And what does the money go to?
Well, what you'll find there is a broad selection of giving opportunities. One of my favorites is called Bedtime Stories. We have a program that we deliver in partnership with United Through Reading, where a service member goes into a USO center, selects an age-appropriate children's book, and we video record them reading that book to their children back home. We send the DVD and the brand-new book home, and then we get cards and letters and emails from the families talking about how the kids have watched the video 10 times a day every day for 4 months. It becomes a powerful connection between deployed mom or dad and the children back home. That's one of my favorites.
Alyssa, why is it important that you become involved with this? Alyssa, can you hear?
Hello?
Yeah, did we lose you?
For a second there.
Yeah. Just tell us, why is it so important for you to be involved not only with USO but with Wishbook?
Well, as Miss USA, I get to work closely with the USO throughout my entire reign, and it's personal because the Miss Universe organization, the president, actually has a connection with the USO because her father was a member of the United States Navy, and she was personally touched by the USO growing up as a child, and so she definitely wanted her title holders to be able to work closely with the USO. And for me, it's also personal because my grandfather, he did serve in the Navy, and one of my best friends also served in Afghanistan in the Marines. So I understand what these guys are going through, you know, from stories that my best friend has shared with me. And for me, it means a lot to be able to be a part of this organization. It's rewarding, it's humbling, and I'm getting to learn so much about what these guys do for us overseas.
Alyssa, within the last week or two, were you interviewed on the Fox Morning News program?
Within the past week?
Last couple weeks.
I don't remember.
Well, I only ask. I saw an interview with you, and I thought it was very compelling. You have much greater aspirations than to be Miss USA, don't you?
What do you mean?
Well, it seems like you've got a plan for what you want to do and how you serve after your reign is over.
Well, of course, I want to continue to serve our country. You know, I'm being welcomed into so many different organizations and charities throughout my reign, and of course, it's all very moving. And I'm learning so much, not only about myself and learning about other organizations, but it's all very rewarding and humbling. And I hope to continue that, including the USO.
All right, Sloan. Before we let you go, for folks who want to participate with USO Wishbook, where do they go and how do they become involved?
Tony, go to uso.org and just click on the wish book that you see right there on the homepage, and the rest is easy.
We've been talking with Miss USA 2011, Alyssa Campanella. Alyssa, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And also USO President Sloan Gibson, thank you, sir.
Thanks very much for the opportunity.